Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my guest today. Hi, my guest today is Lizbeth Calandrino, and she's going to talk about how to delight your customers for the holidays. So we're in a very stressful period, Liz. How do you delight your customers?
Wow, we really are. But I heard some interesting statistics this morning, and that was that Christmas tree buying is up 20 to 30%.
Wow.
Right? Which means to me that people want to spruce up their home, you know, make things as exciting as they can, you know, amidst all of this pandemic. And also, interesting enough, in Fortune magazine, they said that population is sitting on $1.2 trillion. They've been saving their money. So this is really the time, you know, during the holiday season, this is really the time to do something special for your customers and to make them feel like they're really important.
And how would you do that?
Well, I think, first of all, hopefully you've got a parking lot in front of your store, or you've got some space where you can bring in Christmas trees. If it were me, what I would do, besides sprucing up your store, in other words, decorate your store. You can get out all those old Christmas decorations that you haven't been using. See, I think one of the things that happens in retail is that we get sort of complacent and we say, oh, yes, Christmas and other holidays are coming and I should do something. And then we get busy with other things, or maybe we even get depressed this year because, you know, we can't go anywhere and I can't have a lot of people in my house. So
right.
By the time we get to it, it's like 5 days before Christmas. So suggesting, you know, here we are, the beginning of December. And yesterday I went through Rensselaer, right, which is outside of Albany. You would not believe the Christmas decorations that were out there. It looked like Santa Claus Village. And everybody, right, they're saying everybody is out there way earlier than they have ever been. So this is the time to, if you can, do the front of your parking lot. You know, you could have somebody come in who's selling trees, and you could offer them your parking lot. And then what I would do would be, for everybody who buys a tree, they get a discount on something. Or why not give them a tree if they buy, maybe, I don't know, you can decide how much the money is, but if you can get them to buy a tree, if you can give them a discount, or you can give them the tree and as a gift. So I would be looking at Christmas wreaths, lights, decoration, anything you can get to do that. And think about what Home Depot and Lowe's are doing. I mean, this year they're really into the tree business and decorations, and they're delivering trees for free. Because, you know, you buy a tree and then you got that problem. So you might think about, could we deliver that tree for free to our customers? And they have more decorations and lights. In fact, somebody the other day said they went to Walmart to get lights, and they said it was just too many people. And so they went to Home Depot, and there weren't as many people, and there were plenty of decorations to buy from. So I would start to think, what are people doing this year? What are they concerned about, right? So we know that there are a lot of people concerned about not having enough food. So why not do a food drive? I mean, why not do a food drive? Why not do that whole coats for kids? Why not use your store, if you can, as a drop-off point? And maybe what you do is you tell them to put them in bags, maybe plastic bags, and put a note on what's in there so people don't have to touch a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be trying to find a way to connect with my community. You know, maybe what you're selling is not what everybody is going to be buying during the Christmas holidays. So why not still just get into it? You know what I'm saying? You know, be the person on the block that just decorates their store. Maybe you have cookies that you're giving away. Again, I would just put these things in little baggies so that people can just pick up a bag and go. Those were the things that I would do for my store. I would just make it look like Santa Claus Village, I'm telling you. And, of course, you've got Hanukkah, so you can decorate from that. You've got Kwanzaa. This is just the time for you to connect with your community. Because, like I said, maybe what you're selling is not what they're buying. But maybe what you are selling is what they're buying. You know, they're talking about people are spending their money on their homes. So, again, I say, if let's say you're in the carpet business, you're in the furniture business, why not give away a Christmas tree? They buy a living room set. Give them a Christmas tree. Give them a wreath. Now they don't have to go anyplace else, and you don't have to send them to somebody who might be your competitor. And you're just, right, you're just connected.
So do you think sales will be steady, or do you think they will drop this year?
I think, depending upon what happens with the virus. Now, you know, we have people that are, they said, sitting on $1.2 trillion is what Fortune magazine says, and that comes from the National Federation of Retailers. Now, I know in the floor covering business, it's crazy this time of year right now. You know, people are, you know, they want to clean up their houses and they want to put in new flooring. Same thing is happening with furniture. So I don't know, you know, if things get better, then that will also get better, you know, business and retail. The other thing is, though, it may not get better. I mean, we may have another 6 months to go through this, or even another year. And interesting enough also, I was listening to an investment show this morning, and they were talking about people who may never really want to go out much again. You know, they've been in their houses, they're older, and they're saying, you know what, I'm going to order in everything I want, and so I'm not going out. So, you know, it really depends on what happens with the virus and what happens with whether or not people are going to get shots. Maybe they won't. There's a lot of people that don't want to get any kind of shots for this, right?
Liz, both you and I are retired, and, you know, we're home. We get our pensions and stuff, Social Security. So do you think the majority of older people are being more acclimated to stay in their house? And once this pandemic lifts, do you think they will remain in their houses?
Well, first of all, I'm not retired, Cynthia. do I think that they will be staying more in their house? Again, I think they scare. If you're older, they're scaring you to death. I mean, they tell you, you know, not to go here, not to go there. If there's more than 20 people, you shouldn't go. So I remember early, like let's say March, April, May. In May, I remember that was probably the first time I actually went anywhere. And it was so strange. You know, I was driving my car. I hadn't driven my car in 2 or 3 months. And I'm thinking, gosh, this is kind of frightful, you know. Again, I think it depends on the people. You know, I'm going to get out of here. As soon as I can get out of here, I'm getting out of here, Cynthia.
Now, given the fact that, like you said, a lot of people are apprehensive about going out and maybe buying a gift for their family or friends or whatever, do you think that Jeff Bezos and Amazon is going to make a killing this Christmas season?
I think anybody who has good online presence is going to make a killing. And even if I wasn't in a business, that you could put online. Let's say it's carpet and you really can't buy it online. I would put stuff online that I could sell, and then I would either invite the customer into the store to pick it up, which was one way to get them in, or I would just offer it and have another gift for them. In other words, if you buy this online, you know, then you get a certificate or you get a discount card so that when you do need my product, you should come into my store. So I think those are the things that retailers have to begin to think about. If everybody can be online and I can't, what am I going to do? Do I get rid of my business? No. You find a way to connect online. And as I said, you could be offering any kind of product online. You could be offering pet goods. In other words, you might have things that are Christmas presents for pets online. I mean, everybody, I'm looking online, and I mean, I keep getting these things that, of course, come into my inbox about what am I going to buy for the cats? I mean, they got all their names there. What do they need for Christmas? And so I think you just have to think about your customers, that they're home. A lot of them are feeling, you know, depressed or upset that they're not going to be able to have a big get together. You know, the ones I like to have, Cynthia. I like to have 30 people, right?
Yeah.
And we have a great time. But, you know, I can't do that. And I like to cook and I like to have people cook. And so, you know, if you think about that, even if you were to give away cakes or pies or cookies, just something that the customer doesn't have to go buy someplace else. They just need to keep remembering you. So maybe after the holidays, they come in and say, okay, you know where I got this great cake, or they gave me this beautiful pie, or they gave me gifts for my dogs or my cats. That's where I'm going to go buy. That's where I'm going to go buy that mattress and box spring that I really know. Now, there's a little place in my neighborhood, and Romeo's. You probably know Romeo's, right? But every time you go in and buy something from him, he puts in the bag this tiny, tiny little bag of M&Ms. There's maybe 10 M&Ms in there. But the other night, I was thinking, where am I going to go get some cards? And I thought, oh, I know. I'm going to go see Joe Romeo because then I can get a bag of M&Ms. And I started to laugh. I mean, but that's how we remember things, right?
Right.
So I'm off to go get cards at Joe Romeo so that I can get my little tiny bag of M&Ms. The other thing is that people are starting out earlier than ever. That's the other thing the Christmas tree people are seeing. You know, they may run out of trees. So, I mean, they haven't been, the median price for a tree is expected to be about $81. And that is up about 7% from the year before and 25% from 2018. So Christmas trees are not cheap. And my hunch is that people are going to buy a lot of artificial trees, which you can keep using right over and over.
Right.
So doesn't matter, even if you have them in your store. Suppose you can find an outlet where you could buy artificial trees. Why not have them in your store for sale? They have them every place else, and you can bet that in a couple of weeks, you won't be able to buy them. So these are just ways to get people to come in your store that might not come in during the holiday season. You know, this is also a really good time to send cards out, excuse me, for your customers. Why not send them Christmas cards? Why not send them Hanukkah cards? I got two cards in the mail last week, and they weren't holiday cards. They were just actual cards, and people had written, like, they even had additional pages that they wrote me in the card, and I thought, this is absolutely so nice. Excuse me, Cynthia. What a lovely thing to do.
Kaylis?
Yeah, I... excuse me. I was making a cake downstairs, and it wasn't quite done, so I put it back in there. Now it's probably burned up. That's probably what the cake's going to be.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. I don't know, Cynthia, maybe you want to call me back?
No, we're in the middle of the interview.
We're in the middle of an interview? Okay, well, then we'll just continue on. Okay.
Right.
So, some notes. And whatever you've got in your store, gift wrap it. I mean, have some really nice paper and wrap it. Because then you're saving the customer time. Customer doesn't have to go out and wrap things, doesn't have to go into another store.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, people don't want to do these things. So the more you can do for them, the mm-hmm. absolute better that it is. Again, this is an opportunity. It's a seasonal opportunity that you don't get. I mean, you don't get to have decorations. I mean, not like Christmas holidays or Hanukkah. You don't get to do that. So this is a great time for you to either, you know, do something for your community. Now, if they buy a Christmas tree, you could tell them that the part of the money is going to go for your favorite charity or charities that you want to give to. So mm-hmm. you need to just continue to be connected to your community because, you know, we've all got our issues for the holidays right now because we can't get to be with the people that we want to be with. So as a business owner, if you can find a way to continue to connect and make people feel better, you know, they'll remember that feeling. That's one thing about being in business and understanding customers. They remember how they feel when they're in your store. They may not remember what they bought, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And if you make them feel really good, they'll be back. So
right.
That's what you're trying, right? That's what you're trying to create. That's why I'm laughing about Joe Romeo and his little teeny bag of M&Ms. I'm thinking, yeah, I could use some M&Ms today, and I need cards, so why not go over there? So those mm-hmm. are the kind of connections that you want people to get from your store during this time of the year.
So, you know, during the we're in the second wave of this pandemic right now. And during the first wave, many businesses closed up. Many businesses will never return. What's the outlook for brick and mortar stores for the holiday season?
Well, again, if you've got something that the customer wants, or you know, or you really understand what I'm saying by decorating, connecting, raising money, giving away things. You know, I can still remember 20 years ago that we used to give away a turkey if you bought X number of dollars. People always came in for the turkey. And this is even more interesting. A woman across the street in my neighborhood, she was counting up her points at one of the supermarkets so that she could get a free ham. She doesn't need a free ham. But she liked the fact that she could get it for free, right? Because mm-hmm. she had been shopping there. Now, your question is, what's going to happen? So we're going to have a lot of closed businesses. There's no question about that. And I even said to businesses earlier, close your store. Why? Well, everybody felt bad because they couldn't, you know, they were trying to support the people that work there. And I understand that. The thing is that sometimes you got to think about, you know, what's going to happen when this is all over for me. And if you don't have any money left, you can't keep your store going and you can't open another one. But mm-hmm. we're going to get people who are going to take those buildings. It's just going to be different. I don't know what that difference is going to look like, but those storefronts that are in great places are going to have customers with something in there. What that will be, I don't know. So look for new businesses. You know, I read that IKEA was going into one of the malls. Now, you know, they're pretty much standalone, and they were going to go into one of the malls with some little pop-up stores and Amazon was doing the same thing. So maybe the malls are going to look different too. Maybe they'll just be big players. Maybe, do you remember when Sears, you would go in, Sears and Penny's, and you would go through the catalog and you would order from the catalog, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would go and pick it up at the store, right? So we may see a lot more of that. It may just be coming around again. You know, maybe Amazon becomes a pickup place again. And you just go in there and get what you ordered. So the customer's journey is different. And that's what you have to understand. They're online so much of the time. And if there's any way that you can connect online, again, if I had Christmas trees and I had wreaths and I had all of the decorations for customers, I would be taking pictures of customers with their trees and putting it on my social media. If you can have somebody, a group doing caroling in front of your business, why not? You know, get five of your friends together and you can go out and start singing. Oh, it was so funny. You know, I get up 5:30 in the morning. And I go out with a bunch of people, and we walk about 3 miles. So this morning, we started talking about, somebody said, maybe we should be singing in the morning. Now, we didn't do it this morning, but I bet tomorrow morning, I bet that we're going to be caroling through the neighborhood. So we'll see how that goes. But if so, you know, it might be fun. Maybe those people don't want to get up so early and listen to five of us sing, but it would be kind of fun to do that, right?
Don't you think it would be more advantageous to do it, not at 5, but maybe 12 noon, and people will really hear you? What do you think?
Yeah, if we had a place to do it, it's just, we laugh because people say that, our neighbors say, when we come back and we yell, hey, see you tomorrow, they all wake up, and we kind of forget about that. You know, we get back around 6:15, and so, you know, everybody's going their separate ways, and we say, yeah, see you tomorrow, whatever. And then we started getting complaints, people saying, hey, you know, we're not up. You need to quit yelling in the morning. So you may be right about that, Cynthia. We may need to do our caroling maybe at noon, although everybody's working and we can't do it. So they may have to listen to us early in the morning.
Okay. So are you excited about the holiday season? Do you think there'll be as much money spent this year as in previous years, or no?
Oh, my hunch is there's going to be more money spent. They're saying that people are still, a lot of people saved a lot of money. Now, you know, some people didn't, because they really needed it. Whatever money they got, they needed it to live. But if you think about, some people got $1,200 stimulus checks and they didn't use them. And, you know, now that we know that if you're on unemployment, you're going to get money, you're going to get some more money. You know, people may be saying, okay, you know, it's very likely, I'm listening, that maybe we're going to get $300 a week if you're on unemployment. And so people are saying, okay, so I have that extra $600 that I saved. I'm going to spend it, because I am going to get money. It was like when people, I remember years ago, we would talk about people getting their tax refunds in April. And so we would always run special time of year or before, just so people would start thinking, oh, yes, I am going to get back some money. So why not, you know, why not go out and buy some furniture, go out and buy some carpeting? So I think they're just people that they're definitely going to spend. If they've got it or they're going to find a way to spend it, they're definitely going to do it. So, you know, maybe, I don't know how much they're going to spend. I don't know if they're going to be spending as much on each person. Maybe they're going to spend less. But I believe that people are going to be out, they're going to be out there spending. Now, I haven't been to the malls, really. I've kind of been staying away from them. So a couple friends went and they said it was dead as a doornail. But some of these other shops, you know, some of these other shops, I went and got a pedicure yesterday. By the time I got done, there were people standing outside the door to get in. So I think women are concerned. You know, oh my gosh, we won't be able to get our nails done. We won't be able to get our hair done. I mean, do you think they're going to close it down again before Christmas?
Oh God, I hope not.
I mean, I do too. Not. There's going to be a huge backlash if they do, for sure. So, you know, I don't really know. I mean, there's no way to really predict what's going to happen. But again, if you go back to the trends and where we are, there's a holiday coming, and it's an important holiday. It's one where we like to have family and friends around. So what am I going to do to make this holiday? Maybe I only have two people. How am I going to make this a happy holiday? And I think that it's the decorations, making the house look nice, and just going about it for me. For me, it's just going about it as if I were going to have a house full. Cynthia, I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'll make some pies and cakes, and I'll call everybody up and say, come on by. I've got cake. Just come by and pick it up. You know, take it with you. Maybe I just put them out all packaged up on my steps. And I just do that so I can just wave hello. But, you know, I decided I'm just going to decorate as if things were, you know, things were going to be as usual.
You know, they started playing Christmas songs on the radio at the beginning of November. It was even before Election Day. Do you think this the radio station did this to get people's minds off of the virus?
Sure. I would say so. I mean, we need to find diversions. I mean, if we were to all sit home and just listen to that and how many people died and how many people are sick, and, you know, after a while, that gets to be unnerving, you know?
Right.
And so there you are. I believe that they, of course, I think they did that. You know, let's start playing the Christmas music, you know, get people into the spirit. You know, we've got like a month and a half where we can have something to focus on that's different than just the virus. And again, you know, this is the time for memories and, you know, maybe lonely because those people aren't going to come, get on a plane and come and visit you. So what am I going to do? And I think kind of like we have to start thinking outside of ourselves. You know, it's not just about us. It's about your neighbor, a person across the street. We have a food bank in Rensselaer, a food bank and also a resale shop. And I go there once a week and I bring stuff and I buy stuff. Anyway, one of the guys who runs it said it was his birthday next Friday, and that's their food pantry day. And he said, the only thing I really want for my birthday is I want a pineapple upside down cake. And I said to him, sold. I'll be here next Friday with your pineapple upside down cake. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, of course. You're here, you know, you're here once a month giving out food. Why can't I make you a cake, for goodness sake? So he was really excited, and I know that he works really hard, and I know that he doesn't have a lot. A lot of the people that work there don't, but I'm going to make him a cake. So my friend Deb and I will be there with the cake, and we'll bring some more stuff for them to sell. Again, I think we have to look around ourselves and look for ways that we can other people, because we'll feel better. You know, you feel good if the only thing I need to do to make somebody's life better is to make a pineapple upside down cake. I can do it, Cynthia.
So in our closing moments, Liz, you're a successful entrepreneur. Give out your contact information. So if anybody hears this and wants to call you, how could they do so?
Oh, thank you so much, Cynthia. Yeah, they can reach me at, I'm in Albany, 518-495-5380. And if you want to run some ideas by me, or please tell me what you're doing for your customers over the holiday season. That would be great.
Thank you, Liz. You've been listening to Lizbeth Calandrino. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is Women Who Inspire. If you like this show, like us on Facebook. Thank you. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Cynthia.